Today's reading is in John chapter 2, starting in verse 13. John chapter 2, verse 13. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture that the word that Jesus had spoken. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus on his part did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. You're starting to notice that John, with a different focus than other gospel writers, is moving through things pretty quickly and is selective about what he's including in his gospel account. So we've moved from the wedding that we talked about into Jesus cleansing the temple pretty quickly. And when he arrives in Jerusalem and he begins to observe the things that are going on, he sees those that are selling oxen, sheep, pigeons, those that are money changers, changing the money from Roman money into Jewish money. And this upsets him. It upsets him not because they're doing these things. These were things that were allowed under the law, but it's where they were doing these things. They brought them all the way into the temple itself. These things were supposed to be done in the marketplace. And I realized that it was probably discussed as a matter of convenience in order to bring them closer to the temple. But Jesus does not see that as an acceptable reason. He's upset about them doing this. I think this is a pretty good example of the fact that man sometimes can adopt something thinking that it's, you know, a good use, or, you know, that it's a matter of convenience and so it's beneficial. But it still may go against what God intends, and it may distract us from what's truly important. And the issue with Jesus here is that they are profaning the temple by bringing these things into it. This was a place of worship and sacrifice, and now it was a marketplace instead of a temple. I'm pretty confident in saying that this wasn't the first year that they had these money changers in the temple area. Jesus has probably seen this before, but now he has begun his ministry, and so he's going to act upon it. He's going to exert his authority. Now, I say that this wasn't the first year that it happened. I think this was probably, like most things that men tend to adopt, is that it happened slowly. Maybe it got closer and closer to the temple until at one point, somebody asked, "Well, can't we just do this inside the temple grounds so that it makes it easier for those that are traveling? They don't have to go find us. We'll be ready for them." That's likely the way it happened. I don't have any basis for that. But just to try to think this through and realize, you know, why at this moment is Jesus driving them out? And it's because Jesus has started his ministry. He's now acting as the Son of God, rather than the son of a carpenter or the son of Joseph. And so making this, you know, whip of cords, he drives them out with the sheep and the oxen, pours out the coins, overturns the tables. This was probably quite the spectacle. But at the same time, aside from the questioning of what sign do you show us for doing these things, I don't see anybody trying to stop him. Now, John may have just not recorded it, and that's okay. But they simply, at least as far as it reads, just sat back and watched it happen until they began to question him on this. And so Jesus expresses this zeal for the Father's house, not because it's a special building, but because of the special purpose for which it had. Under the old law, yes, the temple was considered to be the dwelling place of God, but it was the place where people were supposed to be making sacrifices for sins, and they were supposed to be giving their offerings. They were supposed to be carrying out their service to God. Well, when they do ask him, you know, what sign do you show us for doing these things? I don't know if they already know something about Jesus at this point, but they have this basis of, well, if you're a prophet, if you really have authority from God, then you ought to have some ability to prove that to us. And that's essentially what they're asking. But his answer is, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. And of course, he's talking about his crucifixion and his resurrection. And it seems a little odd that he's going to say, you know, there's going to be a sign. But then he tells them about something that's not going to happen for 3 years or so. Now, they think he's talking about the physical building, and I don't fault them for that. I mean, if this statement was made to me, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up, I would probably think he was talking about the temple too, if I was in their shoes. But of course, I think they do understand it by the end. And I think that's really the point that Jesus is making, is when this happens, when Jesus dies and is raised up, then you'll truly know. You'll know that this was the Son of God, just as that centurion made that confession when he saw the things that happened when Jesus died. This is the greatest sign that he could give, that he would be resurrected. And what else could he do that would prove his authority better than that? I mean, after this, they're going to see many, many, many signs done. And they'll always keep asking for another sign, another sign, another sign. And they don't believe. But I think when they saw the temple curtain torn in two, when they saw the dead come out of graves, when they saw 3 hours of darkness in the middle of the day, I think they probably understood then, truly this was the Son of God. So I'll leave you with this thought today. Do we have this kind of zeal for our Father's house? And I'm not talking about a church building. I'm talking about our service. I'm talking about being a servant of the one true and living God. I'm talking about following his authority. Do we have zeal for our Father's house? Let's pray that we do. And let's also continue in prayer that God may be with us all.